This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Lord, we thank you tonight for mercy and grace. Thank you for breath. Thank you for light that is shining in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for help of your Spirit. I ask that tonight, join forces with your angel to bring clarity and understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show us great mercy, Lord. Grant unto us help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's read Zechariah 6. In Zechariah 6, the Lord met Zechariah that he should make crowns. And he should make both crown of silver and gold. And the crown of silver and gold is for Joshua, the high priest. But really, we know that in Zechariah 3, there was a physical Joshua. And that physical Joshua was the Joshua that came back from Babylon at the restoration of Cyrus of Medes. So Joshua returned. And Joshua was the high priest. And at the building of the laying foundation of the temple. And it was discovered in Zechariah 3 that Joshua the high priest had fitted garments. The fitted garment was not obvious. The fitted garment that was on Joshua was not outward. It was so that was wearing fitted garment. And that fitted garment, Zechariah called it iniquity. I've caused thy iniquity to pass from thee. So that garment was iniquity in the soul. And if it's an iniquity, it showed that it was a love. It was a love. There's something about Babylon that though Joshua has physically left Babylon and returned back to the land, but he still has 50 garments. And that 50 garment is a love. There's a kind of love. Like Jesus was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that they love to wear long robe and long garments. And they love greeting in the marketplaces. That's Luke 11. So likewise, Joshua, the high priest of Israel, may not necessarily, does not like the captivity of Babylon. You know that Babylon is different from Egypt. In Egypt, they were in bondage of slavery. But in Babylon, they have freedom. In fact, Jeremiah prophesies to them that when they get to Babylon, they should pray for the peace of the land that they are going to. But not just only pray for the peace of that land, he also gives them second point of prayer. They should also pray for the prosperity of that land. So they are to pray for the peace of the land, and they are to pray for the prosperity of that land. He said, in the peace of the land, they were able to, and the purpose of the land, they will also prosper. And also told them, because they're going to prosper when they're in the land, they should build houses, they should buy lands, and they should plant vineyard and garden. He told them that they're not going to live in haste. When Jeremiah was prophesying, there were other false prophets that were prophesying to them that 7 years they are going to be out of Babylon. And God told them that for 700 years, you abandon the worship and all of you went into idolatry. And because of that, 10 years will equate 1 year. For every 1 year, 10 years of your worshiping idolatry will be equal to 1 year in Babylon. Because there were other prophets that were telling them that, don't worry, Before you know it, you just enter Babylon. You're out of it 7 years' time. And Jeremiah warned them that they should not listen to those prophets. And eventually, God judged those prophets that were prophesying lie and falsehood to them. So, though Joshua the high priest might hate the captivity, but you have to know that there are many things that you can enjoy in Babylon. Like the three Hebrew children, or the three Hebrew prince and Daniel, were not only the one that came from prince house. There were other princes that ate from the table of the kings. And they enter into oblivious. It was only one that chose that they wouldn't defy themselves with the king portion. Bible didn't tell us what Joshua the high priest loved about Babylon. He was eating, but he took the eyes of a prophet to see that there's a love in Joshua the high priest that is making Satan to withstand him. Satan, who is an accuser, who was dealing with Joshua, was Satan, the accuser, and the devil. You find those two operations of the arch enemy in Revelation 12. Because the name dragon as not a man. He took the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the rise of the church for devil to morph to become a dragon. But as at the time, yeah, the highest operation, the falling Lucifer, is to be Satan, who was an accuser. He who opposes. He who opposes and resists everything called God and everything called brethren. Satan accuses God. He can also resist God, and we can resist and oppose everything that is called God. And also he can oppose every brethren that are looking for God, and he can oppose them. So you saw that. And the great dragon was cast down. That old serpent called the devil and Satan. That is called Satan. Who accuses the brethren, day and night. Who accused them before God and what? And night. But in the midst of what was transpiring, in the midst of physical Joshua, that was an high priest, that God was dealing with iniquity, God in his wisdom, or the spirit of prophecy, in his wisdom, from chapter 4, they introduce the New Testament Joshua, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. The Joshua with grace, they call that Joshua the branch. And they call that Joshua the branch in chapter 4. That Joshua is the one that is going to come with the high ministry. They call that Joshua the S stone with a shout of grace and grace that we really, really build the house. That was the thought that they began to talk from Zechariah 3 unto 4. God was talking about Joshua the high priest in chapter 3, but really by the time they got to chapter 6, he was much more. Joshua 3 did not have crowns, and priest does not wear crown. The best that high priests wear are, he called them, meta. Because they put upon Joshua the high priest fear meter in Joshua 3. And I said, let them set a fear meter upon his head. So they set a fear meter upon his head. That fear meter is to hold the cap of the high priest. On that meter is where they wrote holiness unto the Lord. Here is a Joshua on that parallel that God was introducing another Joshua, who is the high priest. And we know that that Joshua is the Joshua of the New Testament. Because in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, the physical Joshua during the day of Moses did not give them rest. And he said, Joshua is Jesus. In Hebrews 4:8. Seeing therefore that their remaining son must enter therein, and to whom it was first preached, enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as he said, today if you hear his voice, add it not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, there would be no other war after what I've spoken of another day. So the war
Jesus there was Joshua, which also means Yeshua.
So the Joshua they were talking about there was that Joshua of Zechariah 4 that is going to have a shout of grace and grace. And you know that grace and grace, John chapter 1 spoke about, for the law came through Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And when you continue reading, I say, and of his fullness, we have received grace for grace, which was Zechariah chapter 4. And who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Oh, the great mountain was arrangements of sin and death. Another name for death is grave. Because when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? So another one, when you see death, you can replace death with grave. Because grave houses death. So that Joshua of Zechariah 3, they call that Joshua, that will build the house. The brother was building a physical temple. So when the brother was building a physical temple, he was talking about another builder, which is the Zerubbabel and the Joshua of the New Testament. Who are that old great mountain? Mountain is arrangements of sin, hell, and death. That which have been raised, that he looked unsurmountable by man, that man cannot come against. When you look at what he called old great mountain here, you will think is the decree of Sambalat and Tobiah and the nations around them that are writing and creating, and also old great mountain that is the ordinance, the decree that the king that came after Medea and Persia, after Cyrus has passed, the one that wrote instead that they should stop the continuing of the temple. So it was that decree. But you have to know that decree is the decree of a Gentile. It was not that about that man. What was raising agitation was sin. What was Satan afraid? That he does not want the temple to be built. Because the building of the temple is the restoration, which was also spoken in the book of Daniel, is the restoration back of offering and sacrifices. And offering and sacrifices, we are ordained to address sins. It's to address sin. And when you address sin, you also lower the reign of death. Because sin, through one disobedience, sin entered the world, and death through sin. And it was on that ground that this Joshua, the shout of grace and grace, say grace and grace. Zechariah 4. Grace and grace. Who is thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And, that means the work, and he shall bring forth the earth stone. He shall bring forth the earth stone. Thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. So we know that the earth stone is Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2. Unto you therefore which believe is precious. So you know that precious is Christ. Precious is Christ. Precious is charity. When you have arrived at precious, which is Isaiah chapter 28. I leave Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. So a precious cornerstone is a charity soul. Wherefore it is contained in scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. Look at what he called a chief corner. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, we believe is precious. So a pure precious, I mean Christ, a full Christ that have been formed. Precious. But unto them we be disobedient. The stone will the builder disallow. The same is made the head of the corner. So what he called a chief is a head. So a chief is a head. Your head is a chief. He talked about the calibration, because the womb you find in Zion, what you find in Zion, when you get to the top of Zion, what you find on top of Zion is precious, is Christ. Anybody that's not yet Christ, that's not yet a Christ charity, is not yet on Zion, is on the tail of Zion. faith hope does not make you to arrive in the top of Zion. So the people that you number on Zion are those who are precious. You must be in the company of those who are precious. And you can't be precious until you have been tried. You have gone through the trial of your faith, which is more precious than gold that perisheth. You can be in Zion, but you are not on Zion. Until you can say you are on Zion, you will be precious when you are on Zion. But you can be up. You can be upward. You can, because you start from the plane and you are going. So, but by the time you are precious, you should be on top of Zion. You are on top of Zion. You are not at the tail of Zion. Neither are you upon. That means you are climbing. But you are on top of Zion. Because on top of Zion is where you find Christ. And on top of Zion, in the center of Zion, is where you find the most holy. On Zion, you find Christ. In the midst of the mountain, you find most holy. Ezekiel chapter 43. This is the law of the house. Upon, so it's not just upon. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof, around about, shall be most holy. So there's upon, but there's the top. So, but when a soul has arrived as precious, it's on Zion. That means you have gone through trial of your faith. 1 John chapter 3. For everyone that have this hope in himself, purified in himself. Hope is a tool of purification. Faith is a tool of trying. You also find these two activity also in Malachi 3. Who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appear? For it's like a refiner fire and a fuller soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge. Faith tries you and purge. But charity is a very stronger work. So when you are using charity, charity begins to make you to be more solid, to be able to be on the top of Zion. A charity being. All those 1 Corinthians 13, charity, suffer long, charity, all those things are things that will put you on the top of Zion. And when you do those things, you become precious. So they called it, because it's not just precious, because it's not top of Zion, they called it a chief precious cornerstone. He's gradually aligning to the head. So, what brought me in? I'm just trying to use the word and try to explain something there, that a chief is a head. A chief is the head. Because there, they call it, I learned in Zion a chief cornerstone. So, many will say, the stone with the builders shall disallow. Say the builders. So, you see, that book of Zechariah, Zerubbabel was a governor. And Zerubbabel was a builder. Zerubbabel was a builder. And they were saying, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation, can you see, of this house. His hand shall also finish it. That thou shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. This was Zechariah prophesying to Zerubbabel. The way Zechariah prophesied to Joshua the high priest. Zechariah prophesied to Joshua the high priest that we officiate the house, the temple that Zerubbabel is building. And so, as Zechariah was prophesying to Joshua the high priest in 3, and he began to prophesy to the governor, which is Zerubbabel in chapter 4, along the line, he introduced another being. Just as Joshua is an high priest, but in the Old Testament, high priest cannot bear the burden of building the house. In the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, they don't allow the high priest to build and also officiate the house. The Levite officiate in the house. It is the house of David that they give the right to build. It was only Moses that they allowed to rear the tabernacle and also officiate it. They didn't allow anybody. So here, Zechariah was prophesying about a man, a being, that will both build the house and officiate it in that chapter 4. So he was saying that the hand of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation of the house, his hand also shall finish it. There, before that time, he said, what is that old great mountain before Zerubbabel? for it shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth, that means through the ministry of Zerubbabel, he will bring forth the head stone. Or he will bring forth the chief cornerstone. The chief. The head stone. And the head stone, whereof we shout in, that means the head stone will possess one character. The head stone will possess the character of grace. Grace. And I read for us in the book of the Gospel of John that the law came through Moses, grace and truth, what? Came through by the Lord Jesus Christ, and of his fullness have we received grace for grace. So we can see grace for grace. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ came with. So we have established, beyond every reasonable doubt, that this earth stone there was Joshua. So though he was talking about physical Joshua in that day, in that physical building. But much more, the prophet was not limiting the talk to that thing. Just like whenever they make mention of the David, they are not talking about the David that came first. In the book of Hebrew 10, they introduce a law, a principle. And likewise, 1 Corinthians 15. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Hebrew 10, 9. Then he said, Lord, I come to do thy will. Oh God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. So Jesus is the second man. Also, 1 Corinthians 15. Howbeit, that was not the first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. There is natural Joshua and there's natural Zerubbabel. But there's spiritual Joshua and spiritual Zerubbabel. And that spiritual Joshua and Zerubbabel is Joshua, Jesus Christ. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So the Old Testament was talking about the natural Joshua. But there's underlining spiritual Joshua. Natural Joshua does not wear crown. Zechariah 6 from verse 10. Take of them of the captivity, even of the Edea of what? Tobijah and of Jedea, which are come from Babylon. And come down the same day and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold and make crowns. Normally, you can't wear crowns. You can't wear many crowns at once. But it was in the book of Revelation that Jesus had what? Many crowns. His eyes were a flame of fire and on his head were many crowns. That's why it's the head stone. He can wear many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew it. Revelation 19. But he himself, and he was deep with a vesture deep in blood. His name is called the Word of God. So, take silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and said unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold the man whose name is the branch. This is not the first time they mention the branch. They mention the branch in Joshua 3. Is it not the branch that is plucked out of fire? And it shall grow up out of his place. And it shall build the temple of the Lord. So that means the person that will build the temple of the Lord is this Joshua that is going to have crowns. That's going to have crowns that's made of silver and gold. 13, 14. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall build the temple of the Lord and nothing. And he shall bear the glory. It's not the temple. He shall bear the glory. He shall be the temple of the Lord and he shall bear the glory. And he shall sit. He shall sit and rule upon his throne. So you should have this Joshua will crowns of silver and gold, we have a throne. We know that the Joshua of the Old Testament does not have throne. And he does not have crown. So he must be talking about the spiritual Joshua here. But he was using the season of building physical temple or natural temple to introduce an economy that will come to pass in the future. And to introduce the New Testament high priest, Jesus Christ, the great high priest. Jesus, the great high priest, that's Hebrew chapter 4. Since then, we have such a great high priest that is passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. There's another way. This guy is the great piece of the great. So we can see that he was talking about this Joshua. The Joshua that will be the great high priest to confront all great mountain. Though he told the Joshua that the iniquity shall be taken one day. But we know that iniquity was not taken away. The Joshua that can really, really take away iniquity. So this Joshua, he will build the temple of the Lord. And he, that builder, will bear glory. And this Joshua, they said, he will grow out of his place. So he has his own place that he grow out from. He shall grow out of his place. He's going to grow out of his place. So he showed that this Joshua is going to grow out. He's sure it's not the Joshua that is standing. Because this Joshua is already standing. But it's another Joshua that will grow out of his place. I'm trying to teach the throne. But I want you to see, he talked about the times of his throne. Because that's why you have clans. Those clans are different clans to officiate different time in the time. Because they are crowns of silver and crown of gold. So this crown, so he has both crowns of silver. 13, 14. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord and shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule over his throne. So he has his throne. And he shall be a priest. Can you see? He shall be a priest upon his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. And the clans shall be to Elam, and to Tobijah, and to Jeziah, and to Er, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. So he told them to take silver and gold and make what? Clans. And they should take that clan and go and put it in the temple. So really, the physical Joshua, that Joshua didn't wear that clan. He said, that clan will be a memorial to them. When they finish building the temple, it will be a memorial to that. It's a Joshua coming that will wear crowns of silver and crown of gold. And he will sit. He will have a throne to officiate. To officiate a priestly ministry, but we are officiating on his throne. So he was on this note, and they said he's going to be council of peace. Say council of peace. That means this peace, what is peace of it? That means this peace will be a priest that will carry out reconciliation of all things. Because he has come to carry out reconciliation. When the council of peace shall be between them both, me, there will never be war. In this day, there will never be war between man and God anymore. Because every high priest is ordained in things pertaining to God. That he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sin. That may be reconciliation for the sin of the people. Look at it. Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore in all things he survived to be made like all his brethren. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. In things pertaining to God. To make reconciliation. So reconciliation is that the council of peace. Because when you hear the council of peace means take away enmity. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. With God, I think what God has in his mind. With God, God had before ordained that we should walk in them, those good works. It's not just one good work. You start the good work from Christ. Then you move into higher good work, which you have to be zealous of. Titus 2. And also Timothy. So there's a good work in Christ, but also there are higher good works in God, because no one is good except God. A new man, a charity man, a Christ man is a good man. But his good is not as good as the Lord. You remember, book of Psalm, his goodness endureth forever. So God is good. So wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, Gentile in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hand. Verse 12, look at this. They stretch out how you should begin and what you should clamor into. In verse 12, that at that time, you are not just at that time past, you are Gentile in the flesh, but also at that time, you were without Christ. And because you are with that cry, you be alien from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenants of promise. So there's covenant of life and peace, and there's everlasting covenant. There's a covenant of life and peace, and there's covenant of what? Everlasting covenant. Or another for everlasting covenant is covenant of the world, power of endless life. There are covenants. Covenant of life, covenant of peace, which is the covenant with the priest of the sanctuary. Then there's everlasting covenant, which is the covenant of the world, priest of the most high, or high priest. So the covenant of the high priest is called power of endless life, that they consecrate it with word of oath. So another one for everlasting covenant is the covenant of endless life. So without covenant or promise, having no hope, then he started with that without Christ. Can you see? Then he ended what? Without God in the world. That means we're supposed to start with learning Christ so that we can find God. If you don't find Christ, you won't find God. So it's in your learning Christ that you find the commonwealth of Israel. Part of the commonwealth of Israel is faith, hope, and charity. How do I know? Like Hebrews chapter 6, leaving the identity of Christ. Let us go to perfection. Not only again the foundation of repentance on dead work, faith towards God. Those things are things that the Hebrews do also practice. Doctrine of resurrection, they believe in resurrection. Pharisees believe in resurrection. They believe in laying of hands. And they lay hand in the Old Testament. So they have the doctrine of those things. Doctrine of baptism is the doctrine of purification. You remember when John came baptism, the Bible said all of them came to him from Judea, from the coast. They said, are you the Christ? Or should we expect another one? He said, I am not the Christ. But it's one matter that means, then if you are not the Christ, why do you baptize it? So they are not oblivious to the doctrine of baptism. So I'm trying to tell you here that, so when they say commonwealth of Israel, Israel has some commonwealth. So one of the commonwealth of Israel is faith towards God. One of the commonwealth of Israel is repentance. Their words that they are common. Everybody in Israel know about those things. In fact, when you read the prophets, especially all the minor prophets, were called to repentance. They were calling children of Israel back to repentance. And the last prophet, or the highest prophet of that order, or the prophet that was transitional prophet for them, by the name John the Baptist, his preaching was baptism of repentance for remission of sin. He came preaching baptism for remittance and preach the baptism of repentance for remission of sin. So doctrine of baptism, they were Israelites. They know about it. It's a common word. So everything that they mentioned in Hebrews 6, they were common words that they carried over. Jesus did not teach meek of the world, because Jesus was saying to the lordship of Israel. That's it. Say, for I am sent to the what? Lordship of Israel. When he sent out the 70, he told them that they should not go to the city of the Gentiles. Joker did not give them permission to go outside the nation of Israel until Acts chapter 1. And you shall receive the power after the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And you shall be my witness. A big amen. Starting from Jerusalem, then to Samaria. Jerusalem is the northern kingdom. And the two tribes that made up the northern kingdom were what? We are Judah and Benjamin. Yes. And then the remaining 10 tribes, Samaria, which is Ephraim. So starting from what? Jerusalem. And in all Judea, the old Judea mean carry all the district of Benjamin, all those places. And in Samaria. Then from Samaria and onto the uttermost part of the earth. So, but before the Lord, it was after resurrection, And he said after the that they have the commission to go. But before that time, he told them, Matthew 10:5, these 12 Jesus sent for and commanded them, saying, go not unto the way of the Gentiles. Unto any city of the Samaritans. Samaritans. So even Samaritans, he didn't allow them to go because he didn't allow them to go to the city of Samaritan. Though he himself went to Samaritan, the Samaritan woman in John 4. Because he didn't enter the city. He was just passing. He was supposed to go. That way was outside the city. Because the woman ran into the city. So, your guys understand. He understand the book of his assignment. He knew that he was not sent to everybody yet. That the time for the gospel to preach, even because Samaritan, which made up the 10 tribe, were captured by the Assyrian. When you go and read, you go and see. It's in book of Jeremiah and Isaiah. They took the 10 tribe. They took the 10 tribe away. And they captured every people from different nations and settled them in all the 10 cities and 10 tribes. So they are Gentiles. And he mixed them with few Jews. And he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must need go through Samaria. Then coming into a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, and near to the parcel of land that Jacob gave to his own son, Joseph. So you can see that it was Joseph, which is Ephraim, that has this parcel of land. So he told them in that matter that they should not go into the city of Gentiles. But where should they go to? But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So the Israel indeed are those who worship in Jerusalem. Because as at this time around, in that Matthew 10, the people that were living in other city of Israel, they are mixed nations that took over the last 10 tribes. Big amen. Amen. But as at 10, just gave them a higher commission. But he also told them how they should move. Don't just go to Jerusalem. Start with Jerusalem. That's why it was recorded that for more than 30 years, they were all in Jerusalem. More than 30 years, they were in Jerusalem. They didn't leave Jerusalem. Their preaching was within that Jerusalem. Jerusalem and Israel. Because you remember that Philip was the one that went to Samaria. And the whole city was teared up. But he went to Samaria. And the whole city turned. And the apostles have to go there. A big amen. So they followed Jesus' teaching. They keep growing. And it was like within 13 to 17 years, after the church of Jerusalem started, before they appoint the seven deacons. Few history says 7 years, some history says 13 years, some history says 17 years. But we must know that it's not less than 7 years that they come in with them before they ordain the seven deacons. And it was in that deacon, and you know, Philip was part of the seven deacons. And Philip did not start by just preaching. He just started by what? He started by being faithful with table. And I was serving with table because Paul told Timothy and Titus that they that use the office of deacon were purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. That means they were able to move. Say, so what is the faith? That they were able to move into full doctrine of Christ. So Philip went to Samaria and preached Christ. Philip have used meek, and because of his boldness, he said, so he has been to assess wisdom, but that wisdom is not full entrance into the doctrine of Christ. So he must have been teaching things that had to do with a child in Christ. You can be a baby in Christ, you can be a child in Christ, and you can be a man in Christ. The same way Saul went to preach that Jesus is the Christ. But what Paul Peter Jesus is the Christ, there was not, it was a preaching as a child in Christ. Because I spake as a child. I thought as a child. And what? I understood as a child. So it's an understanding of Christ as a child. Not understanding of a Christ as a man. You can have understanding of Christ as a man. You can have understanding of Christ as a child. And you can have understanding of Christ as a babe. So you grow in your understanding of Christ. So what
What Saul that became Paul preached as Christ after that encounter in Damascus, also was also seen that Philip also preached Christ. But the Christ that they preached there was not Christ as a man, but preached Christ as a child. Because they were all child of the Holy Ghost. Because they are full of Holy Ghost. And when you are full of Holy Ghost, you become a child of Holy Ghost. So, as a child of Holy Ghost, there's a wisdom you have to be able to paint Christ. But you won't have entrance like that. Because you won't be able to teach the faith of Christ. But as a child of Christ, you're able to preach resurrection. You preach resurrection. Okay, we preach resurrection. A big amen. So this has words. So there were words that Israel has. Israel has, they have law. They have law. That's part of their words. A big amen. Because you can't talk about covenant without the law. So part of the commonwealth of Israel is their law. And Israel has doctrine. Because Paul spoke about that thing in Romans chapter 2. From verse 17. Behold, I call a Jew and rested in the law. So just that a Jew has the law. And make thy boast of God. And knoweth his will. So to a level, there's a will. They have access to his will. He will according to the law. So you remember also Psalm 40. Sacrifice an offering thy will not. In sin offering thy no pleasure. Lo, behold, the sin of me have come to do thy will. A brother have prepared for me. So there's a we. So in that romance, knoweth is we. And approveth the things that are more excellent. So things that are more excellent are things of love. Be much more instructed out of the law. And are confident that thou art a guide of the blind. A light to them. So they believe they have a light. Because the law has a light. Isaiah chapter 8. For if the law and the testimony do not speak according to this word, it's so there's no light in them. So they have light. They have light. They have the light of the law. So I'm talking about these are words, common words of Israel. These are comment of the Jewish nation. And these words also supposed to word hope. And they have hope. One of the hope of the Jew is resurrection. Because Paul said it after the apostle. When he was called to give account, he said that this is why I've been persecuted by my people. In Acts 24, 14. And this I confess unto thee, that after the way we they call heresy, so worship I, the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets, and have hope towards God. So it's not only faith towards God. There's hope, faith towards God. There's hope towards God. Faith and hope towards God. Which they themselves also allow that there should be resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. So that's the hope. So we can see that all these things were what the Jews, what I'm trying to establish a father, things that the Jew custode in a shadow, or they custode the natural of it. There's a spiritual reality of those things. And it's in this spiritual reality of these things that Jesus Christ brought those spiritual realities. So we can see that it was in that note that I was saying that the counsel of peace that will be between them both, but now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off and made near by the blood of Christ, for it's our peace. Can you see? Who are made both one and have broken down the middle of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. So to say that we'll be counsel of peace is the taking care of enmity. So what is the enmity? Romans and Galatians. Romans 8. To be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal man is enmity. So Jesus did not only came, they take it away. He took away the partition, and he took away the enmity. Because in this high priest, This high priest with crowns of silver and gold, this high priest that we sit on his throne, he had the council of peace. And the council of peace, according to that definition, is to take away what? The council of the peace, to make peace to those who are far off. To make peace between the Jew and the Gentile. And that peace has two effects. What's the first effect of that peace? To remove away the partition, to break down the partition. That's what the peace program is saying. And what's the second program of the peace? What? To abolish the enmity. So the program of breaking down the partition is the learning of Christ. Which is the learning of the Lord, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is life and end in peace, or which is life and end in godliness. Paul called it life and godliness. I mean, what is godliness? A man that is governed by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Godliness is not godlikeness. Godliness is to be governed by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He said we'll be governed by the law of flesh. And so the law of godliness is peace. So the program of counsel of peace is to break the partition that made the circumcised and the uncircumcised, that made the Jew and the Gentile. And what is responsible is because the Jew has a law that is inside of them. Whereas the Gentile has a law also in them. So the Jew have a law that is written upon their outward body. But have the law of sin in their inward members. The Gentile have the law of sin both in their inward part and the outward man. So they brought Christ to address that dichotomy. And what Christ have come, he come to preach peace. He came to preach peace. He's an high priest that came to preach peace. Upon his throne, he preached peace. And the preaching of peace has two seasons or has two times. The first season of peace is the time of refreshing. And the second peace is the time of restitution of all things. So the time of refreshing, according to Act 3, is the time where they are breaking away the wall of partition that separates us. It's not just there is no longer that coming between a man and a Jew, build up and born again. No. Your guys did it for you, but there is no way to legalize it in your life. Legalizing it in your life has to be by doctrine. You have to obey the doctrine that is responsible for breaking away the wall of partition. Because the wall of partition is not physical. The wall of partition is ordinances that are written within your members. The law of sin and death. And the partition of a Jew is also what is written on his inside, beyond what is written on his outward. It's the law of sin and death that is also written on his inside. That's where the partition is. What separates us from each other is what? Is the law of sin and death. And after that is also the enmity. And the enmity is in our mind, which will not make us to be subjected to God. And both the Jew and the Gentile are the enmity. The enmity is not just only to the Gentile. It's not only to the Gentile that has the enmity. The Jew also has his enmity. Jokai came to the Jew, they didn't receive him. So Romans 3:9 said, what then? Are we better than they? No. You know why? For we are before proving both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. So both Jew and Gentile are under sin. They are under the dominion of sin. So we saw that this high priest upon his throne with crown of silver and gold is what
Hebrews chapter 8 was talking about. So, now the things which we have spoken, this is some. We ask us an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne, the majesty in the heavens. So, this high priest is not in one heaven. So, in the heavens, this high priest set his throne in the heavens. So, when you enter to every heaven, you will see his throne set there. But you see him as you are ascending to heavens. You will see that he has throne in each of the heavens. So, but in each of the heavens, it's not the same ministry. And it's not the same thing they are dealing with. God. Each heaven is represented by some kind of powers and some kind of forces that he must deal with. So, when he's dealing with the heaven of the places of his dominion, the kind of crown he uses there is therefore the crown he will use when he's in the heaven of ministers that do his pleasure. And when he moves into the heaven of cherubim or his angel, it's another heaven. And when he moves into heaven itself, I thought about that Hebrew 9. Heaven itself, which is the presence of God. For Christ has not entered the holy places. These holy places mean all the heavens. But in all these holy places, he has his throne there. It's one throne. But you see the appearance of this one throne in all the heavens. He said, we have the high priest of majesty in the heavens. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. So it's not in one heaven. But you see him in all the heavens. Seeing that we have such a great high priest that is passed into heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold our profession. So when you hear the season of his throne, you are talking about his ministry in heavenlies. His ministry in the heavens. There's his ministry on the earth that is being carried out by the Spirit of truth. The being responsible to minister him on earth is the Spirit of truth. But when he will start ministering, because he has ascended and passed into heaven, it is until when every soul, when your soul begins to appear in heaven, and you must ascend into heavens. So when your soul starts ascending to heaven, you will be brought into ministry. That's why you will start, because he set his throne in heavens. So you will have different times. You have to keep appointment at different times in heavens until you arrive at heaven of his presence. And heaven of his presence is where fullness of joy is. And it's until when you have arrived at the heaven of his presence, where is fullness of joy, that's where you really find out the real right hand. So, what he uses the throne for? What he used the throne for in each of the heavens differed from each other. But each ministry in each heaven are to deal with enemies. So, each of the throne is to deal with enemies. Because in Ephesians chapter 6, so when he said the times of his throne, we are talking about his ministries in the heavens. Until you will arrive at his ministry at the heaven himself, the presence. So Ephesians 6, look at this. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God before, because what I'm about to deal with here is to begin to war in the heavens and receive the ministry of times of the throne to war with heavens, to deal with powers, to deal with the powers of heavens and share the powers of the heaven. I go to Hebrews 12. So the turning you from darkness to light is the work of the Spirit of Truth to do. It's not the ministry of the high priest on the throne of majesty in heavens. So you will not start receiving the ministry of the tithes of his throne until you have arrived at the heaven. Until they start numbering you in the heavens. Luke 11. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. Can you see? Scorpion. They put them together. To tread upon serpents and scorpions. Those are all creeping earthly things. But they say, and over, and over, and over. I give you power to tread. And over. Oh, the power of the enemy. That's another thing. It's different from snake and scorpion. So snake and scorpion are earthly operations. Over all the power of the enemy are heavenly operation. Nothing shall by enemy hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The same thing, they repeated this also in Hebrews 12. But you have come unto Mount Zion. So until before you will start receiving the ministry of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, or Joshua, that is having a crown of silver and gold upon his throne, is when you are already precious stone in Zion. But you have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. Where I want to go? The heavenly Jerusalem. So it's so that this Mount Zion is heavenly. And the people that they count among this Mount Zion are those who are already precious cornerstone or who are charity beings. That is what makes you start ready to start interacting with the ministry of his times, of his throne. But you will engage the ministry of his throne with a golden crown. You will start enjoying his ministry of his throne with a silver crown. So he starts with silver and moving to a golden crown. So when he's ministering with silver crown, he's ministering as a minister of the sanctuary. Who is the living God? I just want to show when he said the times of his throne. We must know that the time of his throne is not a particular, it's not this year. It is some people, if you have not yet arrived in the heaven, if you have not ascended to the heaven, you are not yet enjoyed the mystery of his throne. Those who enjoy the mystery of the least mystery of the is those who are precious stone, precious cornerstone, those who are already on the Zion, those who are already charity being, charity into fervent charity. Fervent charity is what will make you to be a newborn babe. And until you're a newborn babe, you need to now receive sincere milk to become little children. It is little children that the father deal with. The father does not deal with newborn babes. It's when you are little children that the father, Joel called little children in Luke 11, he called them little flock. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's when you receive the kingdom and his throne. That's when you start receiving. So, little flock are little children. And then he thought the commandment of little children. School commandment of little children, take no thought, take no thought, take no thought. Because that is their unrighteousness. That is their ways. They know what to eat, they know what to wear. Those are commandments. So you find the commandment of little children. Yeah. Because he made it say, take note of little flock. He was there to specify for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So, but there's something they must deal with little flock is fear. He called it fear of death. That fear of death is a fear that will not make, because it takes fear enough for you not to do fervent charity. Those are the war that you have to fight. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. So it's two things you have to be strong in. Strong in the law and strong in the power of his might. They are not the same. They are different. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But you need these two things. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So you can see the thrones are arranged to be able to deal with different wiles of the devil. Different wiles of the devil are different works of the devil that are manifested in these beings that are heavenly beings in high places. Look at it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against ruler of the darkness of this world. Have you heard anything again? Against spiritual wickedness where? In high places. So just as Christ has not passed into holy places made with hands, but into heavens. So there are beings that occupy heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2. There are two cause. There are two according that you walk with. Ephesians 2. 2. 1, 2, everybody. Well, in time past, you walk according to the cause of this war. According to the prince of the power of the air. So the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. So the first thing that is the cause of this war. And the cause of this war are designed that Satan and evil spirit designed for you to obey. You can be free through the tutelage of the spirit of truth. Because the spirit of truth has set you free. For the law of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. Sin and death is the cause of this war. The cause of this war. Not this war. The cause of this war. The cause of this war. Those things are freedom from earth power. Earth power of the devil. But after that, you will need the ministry of the times of the throne to deal with the power of the air. When you get to the book of Revelation chapter 12, it was from the book of Revelation chapter 8. Actually, the seven trumpets that they started judging heavenly powers, which is the trumpet that Paul sounded preaching Christ. They are all these trumpets. But the seventh trumpet is the mystery of God. And if it's the mystery of God, there is the mystery of the living unto the true God. Because in that seven trumpet are seven thunders. Just like the seven seal are the seven trumpet. And the seven trumpet are the mystery of God. That mystery of God may have the secret, the hidden things about God. So what I'm trying to say is that the ties of the throne are the ministry of Jesus in the heavens. In the heavenlies. Because they set up the throne of the majesty, what? In the heavens. From the heaven, all the heavens, until what they call heaven itself. For Christ not entered to the holy place made with hands, which are the figure of the true, but unto heaven himself now to appear in the presence of God. So you know that after you have gone through heavens, you arrive at the presence. So you have to pass through all the heaven. You pass through all the heaven. So, but in each of the heavens are thrones. That's Hebrew 8. Also agree with Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. It's one throne, but he prepared them in all the heavens. It's his throne. It's the time of his throne in the heavens. In the heavens. And his kingdom. So the time of his throne is the time of his kingdom. So when Joker was upon the head, Joker did not preach the meek of the war. Joker did not preach Christ. He preached the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the message of Joker was the preaching of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's how Matthew rendered it.
But Luke called it the kingdom of God. So they called it the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Luke and John called the kingdom of God. Matthew and Luke called it the kingdom of heaven. What does that connote to you? So whenever you see the kingdom of God, they are talking about the spectrum of heavens to the heaven himself, the presence of God. Because why? The two people that use the word the kingdom of God, they had revelation of Jesus, not after the flesh. Luke was a physician that traveled with Paul. So Luke had breakthrough into ministry of revelation ahead of the apostles. Because Paul had the unto me was given the mystery. So Luke came into understanding of ministry of revelation that he does not know Christ God. So oftentimes the apostle Matthew, when they wrote, they taught the gospel, what I thought, the gospel up to as kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is called everlasting kingdom. So the doctrine of Jesus was the everlasting gospel. I also you find the book of Revelation also. There was an angel that was given a great trumpet that flew to the midst of heaven. Revelation 14. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. So the first person that preached the everlasting gospel was Jesus. He was the first, which Hebrews chapter 2 said it. We need to give earnest heed to the word that has been spoken to us. The word spoken to us. Lest at any time we should let them sleep. If the word spoken by angel was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received just the confess of the God, how shall we escape if we get so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So what the Lord was speaking when he was upon the earth for 3 years and a half was about so great salvation and was about everlasting gospel. But Jesus taught his disciple meek of the word and Christ's doctrine. What was he teaching for 40 days after the resurrection? That was what he was teaching. In John, he began to talk about how Christ must suffer. So he taught them Christ. So he began to expand to them from the book of Psalm unto the prophets and taught them unto the kingdom of God. So he taught them from Christ to the kingdom of God. It's in John, towards the end of chapter of John. It's in Luke chapter 24. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you where I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, who were written in the law of Moses and in the prophet and in the psalm concerning me. Then open ye the understanding that they must understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus is written, and thus it must be, O Christ, to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. So what is that? That's faith of the Son of God. Beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witness of these things. So, repentance and remission of sin is Christ. Which is Acts chapter 3. Which they made in both Christ and Lord. So, he taught them these things after resurrection. Those were teaching that disappeared and he was teaching them. He had taught about the kingdom. About everlasting dominion. About kingdom of heaven. That should move, arrive at heaven himself. Even before the presence of God. And that was what he was preaching. Because that was John. John the Baptist started preaching with also. Although John started at baptism of repentance for remission of sin. For so they can enter the kingdom of heaven. And just got picked up from heaven, from the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God. But after resurrection, and maybe also a few times, he opened the understanding and began to preach from Moses to Psalms and all the prophets think concerning himself or concerning Christ and all Christ must suffer
I move teaching things concerning the kingdom of God. So things concerning Christ are things that the Spirit of Truth is supposed to teach us. The Spirit of Truth is supposed to keep ministering. Holy Ghost is supposed to minister with the meek of the world to the Spirit of Truth. To now prepare us for the times of the throne. But you cannot receive the ministry of the time of throne until you have appeared in heaven. Or you have ascended unto heaven. Your soul have ascended. And what is heaven? Your soul have arrived upon Zion. Because it's on Zion, it's on the heights of Zion. Heights of Zion means heavenly places. That they set throne in each of the heaven. Until you arrive at the presence of God. So each of the heaven are different times. They are different times of his throne. And they have enemy they are dealing with. Because the essence of his throne is to deal with enemies. Is to subdue enemies. So there are enemies that you, there are enemy of principalities that are your enemies. There are powers that are your enemy. And these beings are dominion beings. You are free. You can be free. But that's what you have overcome them. So you must now come to heaven to come and overcome them. Receive things of the throne. What we are free from must overcome them. And what you overcome, you must reign over them. You will not have access to start receiving things to use. You are free from the works. You are free from the law of some of these spirits. But you are not overcome them yet. That's why he says something against all the works of the devil and over all the power of the enemy. So the enemy has his power. His power are the array of these beings. So you have to come over them. You have to come over them. And where you're going to arrive to come over them are the things that are coming from the throne. You have to come over them, overcome them. You must subdue them. You must bring them under you. No, don't be free from them. Don't be free from their laws, but overcome them. And where they give overcoming things is on the throne. So throne we are set. Throne we are set to judge. There's a throne, which the third throne was set to judge. And the other throne, that's what they call the throne of justice and judgment. But beyond the throne of justice and judgment, there's a throne of his glory. Is the throne of his glory that used to reign. But the throne of justice and judgment, throne of justice and judgment is a throne of overcoming. Execute judgment written concerning them. You must execute judgments that is written against. There's judgment that are written. If you don't execute judgment that are written against these beings, they won't write your name in the heaven. Your name must appear in every heaven. What will determine the heaven that you will wear? The heaven you will dwell in the world to come is the heavenly, present heavenly forces that you are came. When you receive the things of the throne and you are come, they write your name there. And they give you a place to stand. You don't have a place to stand. You cannot occupy. You don't take possession. The children of Israel had to fight every land. Had to fight the enemy. And when they fight the enemy, they put their own there. They cannot possess until they dispossess. So in the God cast the spirit out of the heaven that he made. But they now replicated themselves in the air. They laid their heavenly order there. So God, this okay. What principality represents in the heaven, the air? What power represents the heaven of the air? What might represents, which is dominion, represents the air? And what throne represents in the heaven, which is the first heaven? You must not go to the first heaven and into this hierarchy and overcome them, these beings. The powers of the enemies. The power of the enemy. You have to overcome them. When you overcome principality through the set thrones,
that is set. The throne that the Son of God is set. He will receive the ministration of justice and judgment. You keep judgment, that's written concerning them. You keep it. You obey it. You keep the justice and judgment that's written concerning them. That's how you dispossess them. And you overcome them. Then they write your name there. That this one, this man, he saw us appear in this heaven. And he has dealt with being and all what they represented. And therefore, he has secured these lots. Put his name, that he's among those who have a place here. He overcame. Just that they write your name, they have what they call all of fame. There is all of fame that this a man came into this heaven. He went to the heaven and overcame what this work represented. That's why you keep overcoming, overcoming until you overcame the dragon and they overcame me by the blood of the Lamb. So you will keep climbing. Oh, you are going to overcome and overcome until you arrive at the dragon, the heaven that the dragon represented. It is until you have overcome that you can arrive in the presence where is the fullness of joy. Your joy is not full yet until you have put all the enemies of God to flight. Your joy, because so long that I see enemy that can still spoil work or go inside of you, your joy is not full yet. So the heaven itself, which is the presence of God, is reserved for all those who have overcome all the present heavenly beings. Fallen heavenly beings, what they represented. Because those beings are throny beings. They have thrones. Even in the first heaven, beings that are called thrones. So all of them have thrones. You have to overcome all of them. You have to overcome them by what? By his own throne, the throne of Jesus Christ. He has power over them all. That's why be strong in the law and the power of his mind. So use it to overcome all these things as your war. Not just war over their loss, but now come and war over their works. Don't war over their loss, but war over their works. That's the essence of the first work and last works. Is to those works are the works of the, to use it to break down arrangements of the throne. So you are going to have seasons of the throne, times of the throne, because it's one throne, but it's appearing at different heavens. Some people will get to the heaven of reality represented there, and they may be stayed there for 7 years, and they keep receiving ministration from that world. They move into them. Some people get there 3 years, they move 2 years, but they have to fight the horns and the beasts that are represented by those things and for those stars that the minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle. Minister of the sanctuary means he that wear the crown of silver and he that wear the crown of what? Of gold. When you look at this, you say there's a distance in the heavens. Distance between the first heaven and the heaven itself, the presence of God. There are distance. But you are going to have different times. Like the times of restitution. Restitution means reward. Meaning you war with all the enemies and overcome them. Then you reign over them. You know, you come, you reign. So we must start trusting the Lord for materials of justice, judgment. He said, for he will establish it and order it in justice and judgment. So you must come there, overcome, and be established. Of the of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Can you say peace again? The castle of peace between them both. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, the Lord prepared his throne in the heaven, his kingdom led over her. So his kingdom must rule over her. You must use the extension of his throne to rule over them. The way they too, this spirit, have used the throne of the devil to rule you with their nature. So you too must use the throne of the Son of God to rule over them. Upon his throne, to order it, to establish with judgment and with justice from henceforth and forever across from the least of the throne. The government must keep increasing. When you move into principality, it's a level of government. Government will have increased more. Because the government you use to overcome principality, you need the increase of government to overcome powers. By the time you are moving into might, you need increase of government to overcome that works. By the time you are moving into throne, you need increase of his government.
Popaya na sia fetu kala vivi u fre fre fre. Frete fenoto fa fardina sha fardina. Kete far te te far te fano far. O far, far, far above, far above, far above, far above, far above. Enemy no all enemies, all enemies, all enemies. They must be brought. They must be brought down. Must be brought down. All is all. All is all, is all, is all, is all, every one of them, every one of them, every one of them. May no man not have any vengeance, 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 bring vengeance, bring vengeance. Fulfill, fulfill, fulfill the writ, sayings. Fulfill that which is written and fulfill the sayings. To fulfill the sayings, to fulfill the sayings, it must be done. It must be done. Oh, thou art my battle axe. Thou art my battle axe. I'm installing. I'm giving. I'm raising. I'm establishing. Justice, judgment. Pillars of judgment. I'm raising, I'm giving, and I'm establishing you as pillars. Even everlasting conquest. Oh, for you will see so much conquest. You will see so much victory, even so much victory. Wrought in these times. Oh, these are the times of great victory. These are the times of great conquest. For I'm rotten things, I'm raising things, I'm raising, I'm rotten, I'm establishing, said Jesus.
So as you are ascending to each heaven, there will be increase of his government and peace because of the rain where you are fetching. What is the constitution? Government was increased. You saw that same level of government also by the vision of the king of Babylon. The feet, as it was growing upward, as we are ascending, the metal was changing. So the quality of the rain from clay, mixed with iron, from iron, brass, from brass, silver, from silver, gold. So this high priest also had crown, but he does not have brass. He does not have iron. What he is arraying as silver and gold crown. So as he's moving, you see increase the strength of his government. It's increasing. Until you arrive at the point of incorruptible, undefiled, that which does not fade away. You will find out this also in the book of Revelation 12. Immediately they cast, they say, he said, and the dragon was cast down, which is called the devil. He said, and there was no place for him. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angel, the dragon fought and his angels. And prevail not, neither was their play. So they have play, though you can be free from their law. They still have their place. That's why they want you to overcome them and take over their place and reign over that place. Exercise reign in there. And prevail not, for their place will find no more in heaven. Look at what they now read. And the great dragon was cast down. And the old servant caused the devil and Satan, which cast the devil, he was cast out to the earth. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. We accuse them before God day and night. Continue. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the blood of their testimony. That was the last enemy. Before I came, maybe the last enemy before they arrived here. And they loved not their life unto death. Before they arrive at the dragon, they are thinking they have war in the other heavens. And they have constituted rain in all the heaven. Look at what they read. Want to go, everybody? Therefore, rejoice, what? Ye heavens. So in heavens, we are different inhabitants. Yes. All the heavens we are having until the last heaven that the man child appear, which was the presence of God. It was his presence.
Rejoice, therefore rejoice, ye heavens. And what? And ye that dwell in them. So who are these ones dwell in this heaven there? They are not talking about angels. The heaven there are those who overcame, who took their place through that used the means of the thrones in those heavens. And deal with beings that there, they overcame them and cast them down. And occupy their name became written there. They became our citizenship is in heaven. That's Philippians 2 that he called our conversation in the heaven. But NIV call it our citizenship is in the heaven. So you're supposed to make up your citizen in the heaven. But what it costs you to have your citizenship in the heaven is the operation of the throne. The throne, the time of the throne you enjoy, and the amount of government you come under, and then you move into the next heaven. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Eh? Because this is still present heaven, not the new heaven. The heaven has not passed away until 21. So we talk about the present heaven, that heaven now became inhabitation of man. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knew that he had but a short time. So they have been, why the short time? Because many times have gone through before, they have gone through many times to arrive at this place. So the time that he has now is a short one. Because they have used times of throne to put out all the heavens. So all these people, they overcame unto all the heaven, this man child, until after they were in heaven, and I saw a woman clothed with a child. It was in heaven. And that heaven, who was in that heaven? The dragon. And the angel was in that heaven. They cast him down. The after he finished that heaven, they caught him up to God and his throne. Mean that you have passed all the heaven. Now come to God and his throne. But in all the heaven, there is the Son of God. He was moving until he got to the heaven where the dragon himself was represented. He fought the dragon and casting out. The way he had been casting out, when he was ascending, he had been pulling down all the heaven. He had been going and overcoming heaven until he got to the heaven of the dragon and cast the dragon with his angel out of that heaven. And that heaven, God said, because you have overcome this heaven, you cannot come up to God and his throne. So each of the time of the throne is a season in each of the heavens. And you're about to receive the things of the throne to overcome. What is this? Enemies of God that are represented there and subdue them and reign over them until you arrive at the dragon, the heaven of the dragon, where you will cast him out and what occupy. Then you hear the voice that now come to God and to the throne of God. The way you have been having an appointment with the previous throne, you have an appointment now with God and his throne. I said that will be your portion. Amen. I said that will be your portion. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus. Can you just begin to thank the Lord tonight?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinu Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.